You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground IPSY, sharing online stories about impactful things happening in the Ypsilanti area. Good to talk to you again, Sarah, and what'd you write about this week?
Hi, Lisa. I wrote a story about businesses that opened during the pandemic or getting ready to open shortly, talking about what that experience was like. And I brought with me Jen Eastridge, who actually owns an established business in downtown Ypsilanti and a newer one.
Hi, Jen. Welcome.
Hey there.
What is your established business and what is your new one? Tell us about it, please.
My established business is a gift shop called Unicorn Feed and Supply, right downtown Ypsilanti on Michigan Avenue. And that is a fun, kind of whimsical, playful gift shop that really is all about sparking joy and making people happy. And the new business that I just opened in November is called Stone and Spoon. And it is a gift shop that is centered around the idea of cozy and creating space. It's a home, kitchen, garden concept shop. They both seem to be doing pretty well, even given the situation, I guess we'll say.
Right. How close are they to each other? Where are they located?
They are literally two doors apart from each other. So they are both right downtown on the north side of Michigan Ave, right across from Puffer Reds and Salt City Antiques. So right in the heart of downtown Ypsilanti.
Unicorn Feed and Supply store has been open for how long?
We actually just celebrated our third birthday on the first Friday of June. We opened on Pride in 2018.
And when did you open Stone and Spoon Kitchen and Garden Goods Store?
So that shop we opened in November of 2020. So we were in the thick of pandemic, but this was an idea that had been tossed around in my mind for about a year and a half. And I, of course, signed the lease for this beautiful building that Stone and Spoon is in right before the pandemic hit. And so it was kind of like, all right, well, you know what? We're going to keep going forward because things were changing every day, of course. And we were hopeful that things would take a turn for the better, as they finally seem to be. And I'm so grateful for that.
How was it for you when you opened during the pandemic and the heat of everything?
You know, it was obviously very different to open a shop during the pandemic. We, of course, immediately opened with the safety and health of our customers and my staff as the first priority. So we immediately opened with capacity guidelines, you know, limitations, markings on the floor to encourage social distancing. Of course, we had to have everything outfitted for safety. So, of course, we required the masks, and we had to kind of enforce that. So that's kind of a different angle. You know, we had the plexiglass divider in front of our checkout and sanitizing station as soon as you walk in, and we sanitized all the surfaces between each customer. So it was a very different operation, a different way to open a shop where right from the get-go, you're kind of monitoring the customers instead of just saying, hey, come on in, have a great time. You know, of course, we want everyone to come in and have a great time, but we had to also go about it gingerly with some really thoughtful and intentional care for everyone. So, but it was okay. You know, everybody was, I think, grateful for it and very responsive to it. We had very little pushback, very, very little pushback. I think everyone realizes that it's going to be a group effort, and that is so good.
Are you easing any of those restrictions now? I mean, we're told the pandemic is sort of fading away, and I'm wondering, as an Ypsilanti store owner, has it changed for you?
Well, you know, I have to say we've been following everything very carefully, and Unicorn Feed and Supply, because it's playful and whimsical, and we have sections that are, you know, plush, beautiful stuffed animals and toys and baby section, and we have a mermaid section. But we also have, you know, it's not just for little ones, that we have a gorgeous pride section and amazing enamel tins and stickers. And but with that being said, a very large part of our key customers are young, very young people. So we don't have the vaccinations for our young humans yet. So in order to keep the kiddos safe, we've actually continued to require masking to come into the shops. So that's just something that we felt was important to continue letting parents know that we're keeping their kiddos' health and safety as a priority for our shops as well. So we continue to require masks and asking people to sanitize. I have to say that I am thrilled that things are easing up, but I hope that it also speeds up the vaccination schedule for little ones as well.
Sarah, in writing this week's online article, it seemed like you had a lot of different places to choose from. Were you surprised at how many new businesses opened up during the pandemic in the Ypsilanti area?
I was, actually. We've written a lot about how businesses struggled and had to take out loans to stay afloat in the first few weeks, few weeks and months of the pandemic. So I was pretty impressed with the number of businesses that opened in Ypsilanti or HC Township. And I don't even think I have a complete list. We were just looking at businesses that have opened since March or April of 2020, and I have a fairly extensive list in Ypsilanti Township, but I think there's probably a few that got by me that I don't know about. But still, yeah, I listed, I think, something like 10 different stores, and I talked to the owners of four, so Jen plus three other business owners.
Were they all reporting positive experiences despite the global health crisis?
Yeah, so for instance, I talked to the guys at Blazing Burgers, some really nice young 20-somethings who have worked at other people's restaurants and decided they were going to launch their own. And their grill is halal, which means that it conforms to the Muslim dietary requirements. And they are big in the local community. Local Muslim people or others who just don't happen to eat pork love that they can come there and know that the grill is clean and they can eat anything there. And they have been having experiencing a 45-minute to 1-hour wait since they opened the very first day. I also talked to Holly Schoenfield at Stardust, which is a cosmic gift shop downtown. And as far as sales, I don't know how well they're doing, although they're keeping afloat. But as far as people who are interested in selling their arts and crafts there, she says she's picking up the one new local artist or crafter every week. At Stardust, and then that works on a consignment model. They display their goods there, and then Stardust takes a small consignment for allowing them to use the shop as their selling place.
And you found an unnamed bookstore?
So it's run by Ed Koster, who used to be involved with David's Books in Ann Arbor, and he wasn't sure if he was going to keep the name David's Books or if he was going to change it, but he is hoping to be open under one name or another by the end of the summer. And I'm so happy to hear that, because I don't get to see him very much, but his shop is literally right between my two shops, Unicorn Feed and Supply and Stone and Spoon. So I'm so excited at that news that he'll be opening by the end of summer. That's fantastic.
And that is Jen Estridge, the owner of both of the establishments she just mentioned. And Sarah Rigg, On the Ground Ypsi Project Manager. Great to talk to both of you here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me.